Is it selfish or selfless? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, where we continue on to share an idea each week to make every day count. So today I want to share with you an idea, a foundational idea, sourced and originates in Kabbalistic writings. So we know that we have a tradition and a belief that God created the world in 6 days, and of course also the seventh day is the day of Shabbat, where our sources tell us it's not like he didn't do any creation on that day, but he brought something extra, a deeper dimension into the world. So the creation really takes place in 6 days, but completed on the seventh. Now, what is that idea of the number six or number seven? So we have a principle. We have to look towards ourselves because we are created in the image of God to understand how God works and how God relates to us. So we look at the human experience, the conscious human experience. We find out that we have, Kabbalistically we are taught, we have 10 powers of the soul. 3 of them are intellectual and 7 of them are emotional. Now the difference between intellect and emotion, so to speak, is an intellectual idea is something that I take from the outside or I process a concept, but it's more within myself. I don't have to choose to share it with someone else. I can sit and think and learn and study and process intellectual cognition and ideas all by myself. I don't need, it's not related to that which is outside of me. Emotions, on the other hand, are completely different. Emotions are my response to something or someone else. In other words, the emotions of a human being are the feelings, the emotions, the strong feelings sometimes, that are a response to the stimulus, to the world, to the people, to the experiences that are outside of us, right? In other words, so just to summarize this idea, intellect is more within me, busy with myself, so to speak. I might be thinking of an idea that's got to do with the outside, but it's more to do with what I am processing within myself. And emotions are my connection to the outside world. So, for example, if I'm feeling very kind, or I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling compassionate or empathetic or whatever the case is, or hateful, God forbid, right? It's about what I'm feeling in relation to something outside of me. So with that principle, we can try and understand this idea that the world was created in 7 days, 6 and 7, because our emotions are also divided into those two categories of 6 and 7. Now's not the time to carefully break down all of the meanings of the emotions. But we do have the 7 broken into the 6th and the 7th. Similarly, or not really similarly, but the reason that we have these 10 powers of the soul, because they evolved, so to speak, from God's 10 powers. God, when he wanted to create existence, we are taught Kabbalistically, he first revealed himself, he expressed himself, so to speak, in these 10 powers. And it's with these 10 powers that all of the universe and all of existence takes place. But they are divided into 2. So God also has, so to speak, the 3 intellectual powers, right? The 3 intellectual powers, which are we've known in Kabbalah as Chochmah, Binah, and Da'at. That's sort of God's intellect. Like we also have Chochmah, Binah, and Da'at. But that's sort of God within himself thinking about existence, thinking about a world that he wants to create. However, when you talk about God's emotions, so to speak, his 7 emotions are the tools that he actually used to create an existence which seems, on the surface at least, to be another existence outside of himself. And that's why the 7 days to the week, because it's the 7 tools, the 7 emotions with which God used to create all of existence. Now, that's sort of an introductory concept to understand the following. The first one of our emotions, and therefore the first one of God's tools, so to speak, is chesed, which means kindness, love, giving, and so on. So the concept of God using chesed to give, to do kindness to us, to create a world, to reveal himself to us, to reveal all of existence, that's the idea of chesed. The second one of our emotions, I'm not going to go through all of them, but just to give you some sort of example, idea and context. The second one is gevurah. Gevurah means strength, discipline, holding back. And then there's others, there's like netzach, which is ambition and hod and humility and so on. Right? All different, each one has its own purpose. Now, what we know in terms of the human emotions is that they're not necessarily good or bad. They can be good or they can be bad. So, for example, sometimes kindness can be misplaced. Kindness can be bad for someone to do kindness, and so on. And sometimes kindness is more often than not, kindness is the most amazing thing. When it comes to gevura, which means strength or fear or aggression, even, so often it gets a bad rap because it's the connotation is something negative. So, for example, if I reject someone, if I'm aggressive to someone, or I hold back and I don't give, and I refuse to be kind to someone else, that's all gevura. It means I'm holding back, I'm keeping back. But gevura is not necessarily always a bad thing. Gevura could be a very good thing. Gevura could be actually something where I am holding back in order to give. So, for example, I'll give you two examples. When someone is parenting, so for example, sometimes we hold back. We don't give a child everything they want, because if we give them everything they want, we'll just spoil them. So in fact, the gevura, the holding back, the discipline, the control to hold back and to say no, is for their benefit, it's for their kindness, is to create a better relationship between us and our children. Or for example, if I'm a teacher and I want to explain something to a younger class, and I know this thing in a very deep level, if I just give everything I've got and I just explain it on a tertiary level, I'm just going to confuse the children and I'm going to confuse everything that I wanted to achieve. Therefore, a teacher has to sometimes, first of all, apply gevura, has to apply discipline, holding back. Let's hold back. I'm not going to give you everything I know. I'm going to actually tailor make it. I'm going to dilute it. I'm going to take off a piece in order to give you so that you understand it. And God did the same thing. God is infinite. If he would reveal himself and give to us everything he has, we would never be able to exist as finite human beings and as a limited world. And God wanted the finite existence. That's what he wanted. He wanted us to bring him into the finite world. But to create a world that is finite, he also needed the idea of gevura, known in Kabbalah as tzimtzum, that he has to hold back. He had to hold back some of his infinite light and infinite expression to be able to create a world. The Zohar tells us the following. That therefore, we understand, if we understand the makeup of these different emotions, we understand therefore that the days of the week all correspond to these emotions. So for example, Sunday is chesed, kindness. What did God create on the Sunday? Light. Light is revelation. Revelation is kindness, it's giving. What did he create on the Monday? Monday is gevura. He actually held back. He divided up. He divided the upper waters, the lower waters. He created division, which is kind of a gevura thing, but important, because you have to divide up. He couldn't give us everything he has. He had to hold back some and give others, right? So that's the idea of gevura. And so on forth with all the other ones as well. Says the Zohar that there's a very good reason why the first one is chesed. Although they all need it, and all the seven emotions can be good or bad and can be used very effectively, as God did when he created the world, he used each and every one of them. But the foundation of the world, the foundation of the world is chesed. The foundation of the world is kindness, which is an unbelievable thing. Because while all of the emotions that we have are good, each one has a good place and a role to play, we always have to ask ourselves the question, what's the purpose of it all? So the purpose of everything that God did in this world is to give to us, to reveal himself. You need to hold back in order to reveal. You need ambition in order to reveal. All the things you need are very, very important, but the foundation is giving. And with us human beings, we have to learn that same lesson. To be aggressive sometimes can be good. To be intolerant can be good. To hold back can be good. To be ambitious is very good. To be humble is good. But they're not always good. So with everything that we do, we always have to ask ourselves the question, is the foundation chesed? Is what I'm going to do going to result in me being selfless, which means going beyond myself, giving to someone else, creating a better relationship with other people and other things and other experiences? Or is it going to be for my own benefit, selfish, and it won't be very effective? So if I'm disciplining a child, is it because I'm angry, or is it because I need it for the benefit of the child so we can have a better relationship and he can be a better person? So it's for chesed. If I'm holding back knowledge, is it because I want to have a better student, or is it for my own selfishness? If I'm choosing not to go out and volunteer today because I'm just exhausted, is it because I'm just selfish and if I just don't want to do kindness, or is it because I want to do kindness but I need to be an effective person and therefore today I'm not doing it? and so on and so forth. That is the foundation. If I'm ambitious, why am I ambitious? To accomplish something good and selfless, better for the world, beyond myself, growth? Or is it ambitious because I just want to be on top and I want everyone else to just fall by the wayside? If I'm humble, is that because I want to make room for others or because I'm just weak? Is it about me or it's about that which is greater than me? And that's the foundation of the world. Everything has to be based on chesed. Even things that appear to be the opposite of kindness, the opposite of giving. But if it's for the purpose of giving, if it's for the purpose of connection, if it's the purpose of growth beyond myself, then it's effective and it's deep. So I want to just reflect on that just for a few moments and understand the makeup of the human being from its very core. So as we always do, just relax. Turn your attention to your breathing, breathing in and out. Inhaling, exhaling, creating awareness, focus. Breathing, as we know, is an expression of the soul, the neshama, expressed in the neshima, the breath. The soul is our purity, our godliness, the godly infusion. Sometimes our soul is covered by the layers of ego, self-preservation, egocentricity. Breathe deeply and reflect on your depth, your inner essence, the core of your neshama, the core of your soul, where values live, where godliness is apparent, the core of selflessness, the infinity of the human being, the ability to go beyond ourselves, connecting to a higher purpose, connecting to God and connecting to others. The ability to make room beyond myself for relationships with people, relationships with God. Every experience, the question is it connected to the depth of our soul? Is it about selflessness beyond ourselves or selfishness feeding our ego? We need to connect to our neshama, our true core identity, the godly spark, to be selfless. This is such an important foundational concept, coming back. When we have a question and a crossroads, we're not sure if something is good or not, just need to stop and reflect and ask ourselves, is this about me or is this about the greater good? Is it about my ego, my animalistic self, or is it an expression of my godly self? Sometimes we need to discuss, defer to other people, friends, mentors, and so on, but as a guiding principle, this is really foundational. Have a good day, everyone, and a good week.